Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to PainReliefRadio.com. This is your host, Catherine Merrow, the Pain Relief Coach. Today is Thursday, October 15th, 2009, and we are broadcasting live from beautiful Michigan, the Great Lakes State. Fall is in the air. The trees are turning all kinds of marvelous colors, but it is getting cooler. But spring is just around the corner. Today we're going to be talking about vitamins and minerals. What is their role in your muscle pain? Today's sponsor is BackPainNaturalRelief.com. BackPainNaturalRelief.com, helping you get rid of your back pain naturally. Remember, I'm not a doctor, I'm the pain relief coach, and you can always get more information at simplepainrelief.com. I'm also not a nutritionist, and I'm also not a dietitian, but I do have a lot of information to share with you. Today, I'm using as my resource Travell and Simons, Myofascial Pain and Dysfunction, The Trigger Point Manual, Volume 1, Upper Half of the Body, Second Edition. David G. Simons and Janet G. Travell were both medical doctors. Mrs. Travell has passed away. And they are like the gurus of muscles. Their book is available for you who are muscle tech types and want to have all of this in front of you in person. If you go to simplepainrelief.com, you'll see the red book on the right-hand border of the page. That's the book that I'm using. However, they are expensive, and I'm very happy to compress the information and share it with you. So a lot of muscle pain, of course muscles, I'm always talking about the roles of muscles in pain syndrome, and that's because muscles cause pain. But what happens to make the muscles cranky or unhappy so that they cause pain? Sometimes it's simply overload on the muscle, and other times it's an immune disorder or some kind of disease or disorder. Do you know that a lot of the diseases that we get and the disorders that we get in our bodies are caused by deficiencies in vitamins and minerals? And there are so many things that we need to have optimal health, to feel our best, and to function our best. That's why I thought it was important today that we do a show about what happens when you don't have enough of certain vitamins or minerals. Now, I can give you one good example. For instance, scurvy. You may have heard of scurvy. When people didn't have sufficient vitamin C in the old days, they would get this disease called scurvy. The cure was so simple. Citrus fruit. As soon as they started getting enough citrus fruit and enough vitamin C, they would start to feel better and their symptoms would go away. There are still many diseases and disorders that are caused by deficiencies. My friend Betty over at Too Pooped to Participate, T POOPOOPED, to pooped, to participate. .com has a ton of information. Her specialty is immune function disorders. What do you suppose they're caused by? When your immune system, when your endocrine system does not function properly, it's caused by deficiencies of various sorts. You know that we live in this wonderful country, and we are so blessed to be here. But with all of our wonderful food research, we are offered a lot of things to eat which are not necessarily chock full of vitamins and minerals that we need. And I'm thinking about fast food, and I'm thinking about highly processed foods. And is it going to hurt you to eat birthday cake 12 times a year? I don't think so. But is it going to hurt you if you're eating cake every day for lunch? Yeah, I'm thinking you're going to be missing out on a whole lot of stuff that you need. So anyway, done with the editorializing, let's get down to the facts, to the meat of the matter. People who have myofascial pain syndrome, that means pain in your soft tissue. Soft tissues are everything in your body that's not bone. So myofascial means muscle, and fascia, it's all of your soft tissues, are often deficient in the B vitamins, B1, B6, B12, folic acid. But you know what? If you're going to take a B vitamin supplement, get one that has all the B vitamins in it, because they all work together. They don't work alone. You might determine, or your doctor might determine, that you're deficient in one or another and just prescribe that one or another. And that's fine, I guess. But you know what? It's really going to work better if you take all of them together, because they interact. They shake hands and they say, hey, how you doing? Great, let's work together. That's what they do. Vitamin C is very important in myofascial pain syndrome, and certain other minerals and elements. And we're going to be talking about a number of them. Nutritional deficiencies become common for a lot of reasons. Certain things that we put in our bodies, certain medications, alcohol, soda pop, refined, highly processed foods, certain food additives like FD&C yellow number 5, other food colorings and artificial flavors and things made out of petroleum that they make in the food processing laboratories, to make things that taste good so that we will want to eat them, and to make things that smell good so that we will want to buy them. They're not doing this because it's good for our bodies. They're doing this because it's good for their pocketbooks. Their wallets get fatter, and so do we. So chronic alcohol, poor dietary habits. You know, some people who just have an average American diet or an average North American diet have poor dietary habits. They don't even know it. You may not even know it. But your body knows it, and your body will give you pain. And your body will make it harder for you to heal from your pain if you're deficient in these things. Trevelyan Simon said that nearly half of the patients they see who have chronic myofascial, remember muscle and soft tissue pain, require getting more vitamins into their body because of vitamin inadequacies or deficiencies in order to have lasting relief. So they see or saw tons of patients who, in order to get rid of their muscle pain, had to boost their levels of vitamins because they were deficient. sometimes we're deficient because of what we eat. Sometimes it's because of the things in what we eat. One of the things that we're deficient in frequently is B6. We need B6 for nerve function. B like boy. If we don't have B6, it can cause increased neuromuscular, that means nerves and muscles, irritability, and perpetuate trigger points. Trigger points are those hyper-irritable or crabby areas in your muscle that fire into other muscles or parts of your body and cause pain elsewhere. Usually, if you're deficient in B6, Trevelyan Simon says you're also deficient in the other B-complex vitamins, B-complex like boy complex. So get them all. You need everything. If you have enough of these nutrients in your body, which your body wants and needs and craves, you're going to have not only less myofascial pain, you're going to have better brain function. Your immune system is going to function better. Your endocrine system is going to be happy. You're going to have more energetic feelings. Is it going to happen tomorrow? Uh-uh. You might notice some improvements in 2 weeks with some deficiencies when they're corrected. You might notice in 6 months, but that's okay. You're still making progress. You're still making progress. Vitamin B12, B like boy. B12 and folic acid. If you are deficient in them or don't have enough in your body, that shows up as chronic myofascial pain syndromes. Myofascial pain syndromes include fibromyalgia as well as back pain, includes carpal tunnel syndrome as well as back pain, muscle pain. You've got to get all of this good stuff into your body. You know, a lot of it you can get in by eating certain foods. A lot of the green leafy vegetables, fresh fruits and vegetables, meat even, meat. If you can, get organic grass-fed. How come? Cows eat grass. If you had a cow out in the field, he wouldn't be running over to your corn stalks. You would be eating your grass. That's what cows eat naturally. That's what's best for them. What's best for them is also best for you and me. Organic. Why organic? Organic grass-fed beef is on the pricey side. I know it. But if you can eat it maybe every other day or twice a week or whatever you can swing, you won't be getting pesticides and herbicides and hormones. I know that there are some meats now in the market which are organic. They don't cost a terrible amount. Price-wise, they're not too bad. For instance, Meijer's has natural beef, they call it. It's still corn-fed beef, but it doesn't have the hormones, the pesticides, and the insecticides and the herbicides that the run-of-the-mill beef does. What about vitamin C? Vitamin C is of clinical importance to doctors who study muscles because it can prevent a lot of muscle soreness and stiffness that occurs after exercise. Well, what is exercise? That might mean working in your backyard. That might mean cleaning the tub. It might mean working at your computer for a long period of time. Vitamin C corrects the increase in your little tiny blood vessel fragility, so it helps them. It helps your little tiny blood vessels. It helps your whole body, and it interacts strongly with a lot of other vitamins, which are important to muscle function. Vitamin C can be important in the treatment of low back pain, and Trevelyan Simon say presumably because it improves the quality of the connective tissue. Connective tissue is one of the soft tissues in your body. Vitamin C is required for the synthesis of neurotransmitters. epinephrine and serotonin. What do they do? They're important in pain transmission in your central nervous system. Additionally, vitamin C contributes to the stress responses of your body. Vitamin C is important stuff. Cigarette smoking decreases your amount of vitamin C. If you smoke, you probably want to take even a little more than most people would. You know, one way, too, to get a good amount of these nutrients that we're going to be talking about and the minerals also into your body is go to a health food store or go online or go over to simplepainrelief.com or carpaltunnelpainrelief.com. Carpaltunnelpainrelief.com for sure has a couple of really good supplements in the right-hand column, which you can go and look at and see what you think. But what you want is a whole vegetable salad full of nutrients and vitamins and minerals, things that are going to feed your whole body, especially if you have any questions about what you're feeding your body physically with food, with things from the supermarket. I want to remind you who you're listening to. This is Catherine Merrill. I'm the pain relief coach, and I'm not a doctor, and I'm not a nutritionist, and I'm not a dietitian, and I can't sew, and I don't know how to play the piano, and a lot of other things, but I am a reporter, and I do know a lot of good stuff that's going to help you feel better and get rid of your muscle pain. How can you tell if you're deficient in vitamin C? Well, you might have complaints about weakness or irritability or vague aching pains in your joints and muscles, and you may bruise easily too. Even your gums might be swollen and red and bleed easily. You see, as we become more deficient in vitamin C, we're moving towards scurvy, and that's a disorder that I told you that we can get rid of simply by taking more vitamin C. Also, could possibly help you with not catching colds and things like that this winter. It's worth a try. It's not going to hurt. There are a lot of foods that you can eat that have a lot of vitamin C in them, but you might also take a supplement just to ensure that you're getting enough. Broccoli, Brussels sprouts, collards, kale, turnip greens, guava. I've never had a guava. And sweet peppers, also cabbage and potatoes, because you usually eat large quantities of those so you can get enough vitamin C from them. Also citrus fruits, like a large orange. Also, but it would take you about 4 oranges each day to get your daily requirement. And if it's processed or canned, it may lose a lot of the vitamin C, except for canned tomatoes. They keep a whole lot of their vitamin C. Cigarette smoking is a major cause of vitamin C deficiency. Probably have a lot of other deficiencies too. Now, there are several minerals, especially iron, calcium, potassium, and magnesium, that are needed for normal muscle function. A deficiency in those can cause more irritable myofascial trigger points. Okay, more irritable muscle, soft tissue, trigger points. Trigger points are those very crabby areas that cause pain in your body elsewhere. Calcium is essential for your muscles. So is potassium. So is magnesium. These things are essential to life, as well as a lot of other major and trace minerals, but these are also so important for your muscle health. Calcium, your optimum level is estimated at the time of this book to be about 1,200 to 1,500 milligrams per day, about for adolescents and young adults, about 1,000 a day for women, and postmenopausal women, maybe 1,500 a day. But you can even take more than that. If you're taking more than you need, it's just going to rinse out of your body. Not an issue. Vitamin D is essential for optimal absorption of calcium. Vitamin D, like dog, D3 is the best type of vitamin D. D3 is what sunshine makes when it hits your skin. It generates vitamin D3 in your body, D like dog. It's good stuff. Vitamin D3 has all kinds of health benefits. Every day, ideally, we would get at least 15 minutes of sunshine hitting our bare skin on as much of our body as we could expose modestly. But most of us don't live in that kind of a climate, and some people deliberately don't go in the sun for one reason or another. In that case, you can take a vitamin D3 supplement. Recent research that I've been looking at also indicates it might even help prevent the flu, and it also boosts your immune system. It also does so many good things. So you need calcium because it helps your muscles contract and release nicely, and it also helps moderate the pain responses that you feel. You need vitamin D to help get enough calcium. You can eat your calcium. You can get it in green leafy vegetables, beans, legumes, canned salmon, clams, oysters, dried fruits. Those are some things that supply calcium in your diet that are fresh. You can take a supplement which has vitamin D and calcium in it. You can take potassium. Potassium is necessary to help your muscles function properly. And if you're eating a diet that's high in fat, bad fats, not good fats. You know there really are good fats. Olive oil, butter, coconut, there are good fats. Avocado, but there are bad fats too. So if you're eating a diet high in fat, that's bad. Refined sugar, that means white sugar, and oversalted food, that means table salt. And then it's high in sodium, then it's low in potassium, and it can lead to potassium deficiencies. You know you can get minerals from sea salt too. Look for the Himalayan sea salt or sea salt, because seawater has so many minerals, and you're not getting the same benefit from table salt. Table salt is sodium chloride. It is a mineral. Sea salt has many, many minerals in it. It tastes a little bit nicer, too. It's a little bit less of a sharp taste. Magnesium. Magnesium deficiency has been shown in fibromyalgia syndrome, which is a soft tissue or muscle pain syndrome. We need magnesium. Also, magnesium can cause a deficiency in calcium. So you see, everything works together. If you take enough magnesium to support your body, then you're going to be able to absorb the calcium that you need too. Vitamin C, back to vitamin C, it's important for your optimal health. And it becomes increasingly critical as your age advances. And balanced mixtures of B vitamins are much preferred to supplementation with only one or two vitamins. They all act together. I'm going to mention to you again, twopooped2participate.com, because if you want a lot of information from a woman who has researched for over 20 years to get out of her own pain, fatigue, tiredness, weakness, and boost your endocrine system, the go-to lady is Betty Dowdell, Betty Dowdell at twopooped2participate.com. To get out of muscle pain, the go-to gal is me, Catherine Merrill. I'm the pain relief coach. Next week and every week, we'll be talking about a variety of topics to help you get out of muscle pain and to understand why your muscles are hurting, why your back is hurting, or why you're having headaches. You can always get more information at simplepainrelief.com. Simplepainrelief.com. I have a lot of articles there for you to help you feel better. I want to thank you for joining me today at painreliefradio.com. If you have questions, please let me know. Catherine, K-A-T-H-R-Y-N, at simplepainrelief.com. Simplepainrelief, R-E-L-I-E-F.com. I want to thank you for joining me today. I look forward to seeing you again next week on Thursday, October 22nd at 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We'll talk more about simple pain relief techniques for you. This is Catherine Merrow. How does somebody mess up their own name? This is Catherine Merrow. Remember, I'm not a doctor. I'm the pain relief coach. And for more information about getting rid of your aches and pains and other symptoms naturally, go to simplepainrelief.com. And please visit our sponsor, backpainnaturalrelief.com, helping you get rid of your back pain naturally. Today is Thursday, October 15th, 2009. Remember to take good care of yourself because you deserve to feel better.